Blog Talk Radio.
There'll be no more sorrow there. There'll be no more sorrow there. In heaven above, where all is love, there'll be no more sorrow there.
Well, wife, I found the model church and worship there today. It made me think of good old times before my hair was gray. The meeting house was finer built than they were years ago. But then I found when I went in, it was not built for show.
It was not built for show.
The sexton, he did not set me down away back by the door. He saw that I was old and gray, and saw that I was poor. He must have been a Christian man. He led me boldly through the wide aisles of that crowded church to find a pleasant view. My deafness, it seemed to melt away. My spirit caught the fire. I joined my feeble, trembling voice with that melodious choir, and sang as in my youthful days, let angels prostrate call, bring forth a royal diadem and crown him Lord of all.
Good afternoon, precious saints of God. Good afternoon. That song sung by George Beverly Shea is entitled The Model Church. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. Are you excited about the title of the series this week? I am. The title of this week's series is quite intriguing. Serve God and He will add. Serve God and He will take away. Our scripture text comes to us by means of Exodus 23:25. Let's read what Exodus 23:25 says. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless thy bread and bless thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Notice, God will multiply your bread. He will multiply your water. He'll add bread. He'll add water. But He'll erase or remove or cancel sickness among His people. He will do that when we serve Him. Let us pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we come to You in the precious and glorious name of Jesus. Father, we seek You with all of our hearts today. We seek You with all of our soul and all of our being. And all that we are, we seek You. We hunger for You, O God. We thirst for You, O God. Lord, fill that void in our hearts. Fill the void that only You can fill with Your goodness and Your mercy and Your loving kindness and Your faithfulness. For You are the Lord our God, our Heavenly Father, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Lord. We are Your children, Your covenant people, chosen before the foundations of the earth. Bless us, O God, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name, Holy Spirit, bless us this week as we look to discover what thus saith the Lord. Open our eyes that we may see. Open our hearts that we may readily receive the word of God. And he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Bless us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This verse that we're going to be looking at this week is a follow-up verse from the verse that we looked at in verse 22. Remember, this past manna series, we looked at verse 22. But if you shall indeed obey the voice of the angel and do all that I say, saith the Lord, I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thy adversaries. That was verse 22. And this week, we're looking at verse number 25. The series of verses that we're looking at this week are all connected, and they make up that portion in the book of Exodus that deals with the laws of conquest, the laws of victory, the laws of the overcomers. So let's open our Bibles to Exodus 23. We're going to read from verse 20 all the way down to verse number 26. We'll start at verse 20 and we'll read to verse number 26, because verse 26 goes with verse 25. We're going to be reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. Exodus 23, starting at verse 20.
Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him, and obey his voice. Do not provoke him, for he will not pardon your transgressions. For my name is in him. But if you indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies, and an adversary to your adversaries. For my angel will go before you, and bring you in to the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. You shall not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do according to their works, but you shall utterly overthrow them, and completely break down their sacred pillars. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you. No one shall suffer miscarriage or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days.
Amen, amen. So we're going to leave it there at verse 26. Portion of the text that we're looking at today is, and ye shall serve the Lord your God. You shall serve. Now, the word serve here is a verb. It's a Hebrew verb. The Hebrew verb abad, A-B-A-D, abad. And this word serve means labor, labor. You're working, you're laboring. Now, It all depends who you work for. It all depends if you're going to love your job or if you're going to hate your job. If you work for the Lord, you will love your job. If you're working for Pharaoh, despotic Pharaoh, dictator Pharaoh, human rights violator Pharaoh, if you work for Pharaoh, you will hate your service. If you serve the Lord, you will enjoy your service. So here the text says, you shall labor, you shall abide, you shall serve the Lord your God. Now again, the word here, serve, means work. And you may want to write these down, work, toil, try hard. I'll repeat them. Abad means to work, toil, try hard, make every effort, do one's utmost, do all one can, go all out, give one's all, give 110%. So when we're working for the Lord, when we work for our Heavenly Father, when we are serving Him, we ought to try hard. We ought to make every effort. We ought to do our utmost. We ought to do all we can. We ought to go all out. We ought to apply ourselves, give 110%. This word serve in this context means to worship God. Now, when we worship God, we ought to do what? We ought to make every effort to please Him, to offer Him worship, service, that He approves of. So we're serving the Lord. We're preaching for the Lord. We're feeding the poor, clothing the naked. We're evangelizing. We're sharing the good news. God says when you are engaged in heavenly service, when you are engaged in serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, make every effort. Do your utmost. Do all you can. Go all out. Give your all. Apply yourself. Give 110%. And you ought to do it with great joy. Great, great joy. Now, that is a direct contrast to what Israel did when they were under Pharaoh. Remember, the Lord here in the text is speaking to Israelites. The Israelites have been recently under the control domination of Pharaoh. Let me read to you in Exodus chapter 1. Exodus chapter 1, starting at verse 13. Let me remind you of what the people of God had before God came into their life. Remember, God comes into their life in chapter 3 when he appears to Moses at the burning bush and he commissions Moses to go get his people out of Egypt. Why? Well, chapter 1 tells us why. In chapter 1, verses 13, it says, "And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor." Verse 14, "And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. And all their service, when they made them to serve, they made them to serve with rigor." In other words, Pharaoh made them serve. It was basically slave work. Donkey work, back-breaking labor. Pharaoh made them work their fingers to the bone, not the Lord. Remember, when we serve God, we do it with joy. We do it with great happiness. We do it with great appreciation, great gratitude. Why? The Lord has saved us. He has redeemed us. He has set us free from the despotic rule of Pharaoh, who made our lives a drudgery. from the moment we got up to the moment we went to bed, our bodies were broken. Our hands were broken. Our spirits were broken until God sent his deliverer. So now God says to us in Exodus 23:25, and you shall serve the Lord your God. When you served Pharaoh, you hated it. Now when you serve the Lord, you ought to love it, because he loves you and set you free, and he set me free. And now the service that we render to God is based out of pure gratitude and appreciation. So we are to serve the Lord our God. But let's not just stop there, because the phrase, the Lord your God, Yahweh Elohim, Yahweh is Omega. Elohim is Alpha. You shall serve your Omega Alpha. You shall serve your end and your beginning. Now, this is interesting, because normally it's Alpha and Omega. It's the beginning and the end. But here, what God is saying through the pen of Moses is this: you shall serve the Lord your God. The God part, the beginning part, the Elohim part, that's already been fulfilled. Part one of the assignment is already done. They have been what? Redeemed. They have been set free. They have been taken out of Egypt. That was phase one of God's work among his people. Now he's into phase two. Phase two is the Omega phase. Phase one is the Alpha phase. It's the first phase. The Omega phase is the conquest. God says, remember, these are laws of conquest. God has already redeemed them. He's already brought them out of Egypt. But now they're going to enter into Canaan. Redeemed out of Egypt. That's the Alpha part. But now they're going to take over Canaan. That's the conquest or the Omega part. So God says, obey me, and I will ensure that you finish the task being more than conquerors. You shall serve the Lord your God, who's your Omega and your Alpha, who is your end and your beginning. Now, he's already proven via his word when he appeared to Moses, Moses, go get my people out. Get them out of Egypt. Set them free. That's already been accomplished. When Moses is writing this and conveying this information to the children of Israel, they are as free as a people can be. Now, what they are not is they are not the land of Canaan, the land that God had promised. So it's not mission accomplished yet. Why? Because they have not possessed the land that God had promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So if you serve the Lord your God, he will bring you into the land and cause you to possess it the same way he brought you out of the land and caused you to be free. This is the God that we serve. This is the Father that we have. A God who, when he starts something in your life, in my life, he finishes. As Paul said, he that began the good work in you will indeed, assuredly, he shall complete it. We'll be back tomorrow to deal with part two. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And don't forget that in just a few hours, at 6:50 p.m. tonight, join us for our most important service of the week, which is our prayer meeting. Until 6:50, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and stay encouraged. Stay positive. Stay with the Lord. God bless.
I wished you'd heard that singing, wife. It had the old-time ring. As the preacher said with trumpet voice, let all the people sing. Old Coronation was the tune, the music upward rolled, until methought the angel choirs had struck their hearts of gold. I tell you, wife, it did me good to sing that hymn once more. I felt like some wrecked mariner who gets a glimpse of shore. I almost want to lay aside this weather-beaten form and anchor in that blessed port forever from the storm.
There'll be no more sorrow there.
There'll be no more sorrow there. There'll be